Welcome to Fresh Word, the radio ministry of Fresh Anointing International Church in Jamaica Estates, Queens, New York. We are a full gospel church with over 100 branches in 11 countries. More will be said about our ministry at the end of the broadcast. Here is our pastor and your host, Bishop A.O. Itiola, with a fresh word from God today.
Well, praise God. We thank God for each one of you listening to us in Radio Land. I'm going to take you into one of our services where I preached under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, and then I'll let you listen to what God said to our congregation there, and I believe He's going to bless your heart as you listen. Father, bless the people that listen to us today, and let their lives be changed by the power in the Word. In Jesus' name I pray. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
You know, one of the fastest ways to create bondage is to establish a bond of secrecy with people. Easy to get into evil soul time when you get into secrecy. You know what I mean? Don't tell anyone what I'm about to tell. You and that person are bound in an unholy tie of gossip, in an unholy tie of darkness. And that person can manipulate your life based on the secret about you that he knows. You know what I thank God for? There's no one of you in this church that knows any secret about me that you cannot tell before the whole church. I turn my back to you. I turn my back to you. All you men and all you women, what is the secret you know that you cannot tell? See, if you have a secret about me that you cannot tell, we form a soul tie. And either I rule you or you rule me. I work very closely with Gad. Joyce just moved in. Asked them. There's nothing about me that I would see them talking to somebody in the church and I would start shaking. No. I don't live my life like that. If I live my life like that, what will happen to them is that they will be subjected to me, controlled by me, not independent from me, or vice versa. Don't let any man rule your life. Let Jesus be the ruler of your life. He is the only one who is Lord. He is the only one that deserves to be bowed down to. He is the only one that deserves to rule your life. Live your life in such a way that you can look at all men and say, none of you convince me of evil. There's no secret that I've kept with you. And they will form a bond. Jim Baker and Jessica, after they met in that hotel room, they formed a soul tie. And he said, please don't tell. And she said, give me so much not to tell. See, that's secrecy. He becomes a slave to his secretary. And every month they will give her money. Hush money. Hush, please don't say anything. Soul tie. When the man wants to say something and the girl looks at him and says, and then he says, you want to continue living your life like that? And when you want to do something, you say, I need $10,000. $10,000. Or I will. Help me write her a check. Call the treasurer. Help me write her a check for $10,000 for miscellaneous expenses. That's soul tie. The soul tie continued until Jim Baker said, enough is enough. Let me fall in the hand of man. Let me fall in the hand of God. But let me be delivered from this evil woman. And he went out. Asked for more money. He said, no money. Go and tell. And she went. And she told. And he suffered for it. He went to jail for it. He lost his ministry for it. But he got his freedom from it. How long will you be in bondage? How long will you allow some man or some woman to rule and control your life because of some secrecy between you and them? Secrecy that husband must not know. Secrecy that wife must not know. Secrecy that children must not know. Secrecy that pastor must not know. Secrecy that church members must not know. Why will you live your life like this? Secrecy that when the mail comes, you run to the mailbox, take it out, put it in your pocket before you put the rest on the table. Secrecy that you tell him, don't mail to my house, send it to my P.O. box number. Your wife doesn't even know about the P.O. box number. How long will you live in soul tie and have a secret, whatever the reason is, with somebody? Why don't you let your life be an open book? Let me tell you something. There's nothing like being free. That is true. There's nothing like being free. Being free that somebody walks in and opens your computer, no problem. Somebody comes in, opens your email, read on. Long nose. Somebody comes in, opens your mail before you get home, no problem. That is the life of a child of God. Free from domination by any other party. Have you ever seen people that commit a crime? And they swear to secrecy. Never, never, never to make it known. That's how ungodly soul ties are formed. You know what the Bible says? Turn to it in the book of Proverbs, chapter 5, verse 22, to show you how bad this thing can be. Proverbs 5, 22. It's not far from what we read. It says, his own, what? Iniquities shall take the wicked himself, and he shall be holding with the cords of his sin. Cords of his sin. See, that's how ungodly soul ties. There are sins that will just hold you like a cord. Hold you like a cord. Have you ever seen people who are involved in secret societies? Organizations that make you swear to an oath of secrecy? It brings you into a snare. It makes you form ungodly soul tie with those people. And it's a common thing. The blacks are crazy now about missions. You have that little logo in the back of your car. If you're missing. Oh, they say when you go to court and you have a case, you'll be delivered. If a policeman, you run a red light and the policeman also is missing, you'll be delivered. If you have problem with IRS and the person who is coming to audit you is missing, you will be delivered. You're a criminal. Why is it that deliverance is what you are looking for? Why do you always talk about running a red light, getting into trouble with IRS, getting into a court? Does that show you the kind of person you are? Why don't you live a life of righteousness? My God! Where the police can come and say, hello, you want some lunch? And he says, no, we didn't come for lunch. We're looking for so-and-so. You got the wrong house. I will find some criminals in the neighborhood and I'm not one of them. I don't make no soul tie with no criminal. What a life. Police stops you on the road. You don't worry about, I wish I were missing. Because if I were missing and he comes to my door and I do like this, and I show him the sign or I do like this, and once I show him the sign that I'm one of them, he lets me go. No, I'm not one of them. I'm Jesus' property. I have a soul tie with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So any law in the land that wants to examine, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'll sit down, I'll cross my leg. And when you're done, you'll have nothing to hold against me. You see, we get into all these ungodly agreements and evil covenants, and they result in ungodly soul ties. You need to break them off. And I know for some of you, some of the things I just said makes you very uncomfortable, because I was preaching against the Masons in one of my sermons down south, and I had one of my church members, Derek is his name, and Derek got up on that Wednesday and blasted me and said, what's wrong with the Mason? What's wrong with the Mason? And I looked at him, I said, the level you are, you don't know. So when you rise up higher, you will know that thing is not of God. Oh, by the way, I have a DVD that I'm going to show you, maybe even on a Sunday morning, that will open your eyes to what Masonry is all about. Anything that is secret is not of God. Anything that is secret is not of God. You know what the Bible says? The Bible says, whatsoever you do inside the house in the dark, it will be broadcast on the housetop. So anything that I do, I want it to be broadcast on the housetop so that Jesus won't have to broadcast it on the housetop. If you have a church, you see, we'll get contract. And you'll get contract and lose the heavenly contract. The Rosicrucians, the Eastern Stars, the Knights of Columbus, and the Days of Columbus. And other secret calls and all the agreements that they reach. How can you have an agreement with the devil and say you are a child of God at the same time? And it's a bad thing sweeping through the church. You know how many pastors are into this foolishness? Into this foolishness. And then you come to this church and you think I'm one of them. And then you give me the foolish handshake. Oh, I even saw one on TV when I went to Nigeria 2 weeks ago. There was this ex-head of state who was greeting somebody from your state. And they were greeting like this. I said, backhand. That's what called backhand. I said, what kind of handshake is this? And somebody said, it's a cult. It's a secret society. It's a cult. They have formed soul ties. And you know, have you noticed that when you form soul ties with secret societies, it's difficult to break? Have you noticed that? They even tell you if you break it, they kill you. And how many people have been killed because they broke the oath of secrecy? Folks, let your agreement only be with Jesus. Let your covenant only be with Jesus. Whatever agreement I reach with any one of you in this church, that my wife cannot know about it, all right? That chairman cannot know about it? That any of you cannot know about it? It's forming soul tie with you. So don't tell anybody this. It's between me and you. It's an agreement between us. We are ready for a soul tie. And you know what? It's either you control me or I control you. But I want to stand in the liberty wherewith Christ has set me free. I don't want to get to a point in this church where I come behind the pulpit and I think about so-and-so and consider what he will think or what she will think before I preach the gospel. Mm-mm-mm. I don't want that kind of bondage. I don't want that kind of agreement. And then if I overstep it, he comes to me and says, you talk too much today. You talk too much today. If you do it again, you are finished. Mm-mm. I don't want that kind of life. I don't want my secret to be in your hand to the point that now I'm your servant and not the servant of the living God.
Number two,
soul ties are formed not only through agreements and evil covenant, but they are also formed, believe it or not, through sexual immorality of any kind. Sexual immorality of any kind. It could be with the opposite sex. It could be with the same sex. It could be with animals. If your sexual relationship with the opposite sex is outside the limits of the Bible, a soul tie is automatically formed. What do I mean by this? Let's go to Genesis. Let me show you something in Genesis. Have you heard of a pretty lady called Dinah? I'm not talking about where you eat. Dinah was the daughter of Leah, the wife of Jacob. Dinah was a lady who roamed about, all right, and got in trouble. Have you ever seen people who never stay at home? Oh, just roaming around, roaming around, roaming about. I always tell my wife when we see them in the street, dress the way they dress, and I say, and now they will rape them. They will say, they rape me. How can you dress like this and somebody will not rape you? Genesis 34:1, and Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to the daughters of to see the daughters of the land. 34:2. And when Shechem, everybody say Shechem. Shechem was a bad boy. When Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her. Everybody say saw her. See, this is where the soul tie begins before the sin is committed. You first see. It's called the lust of the eyes. Do something about what you see. Honey, do you know why God gave you eyelids? Maybe you don't know. The reason God gave you eyelids is not so you may open it, because it's automatically open. It's so you can close it. But some people don't know how to close it. They look, they widen the eye. And that's the beginning of trouble for you. He saw her. He saw her. God has blessed us with ways of, you know why your neck is not stiff? So you can look away. You don't have to force me to look at you. There are many things you look at for the first time, you have no control over it. But you don't have to force me to keep looking. I can either close or turn. The Bible says flee adultery or fornication. So he's giving us feet too. So we could run. But this man, he did not know he was about to form a soul tie with this girl. The Bible says he saw her. My God. And there are many people you see today. You know there is inspiration between them. Inspiration on them. You look at them like this and. When you don't take the precaution you ought to take. Some are even anointed to do it. Seriously. One of our brothers several years ago, a pastor, good man, fell. And he fell because he got into this kind of trouble. Went into an ungodly soul tie with this girl. And the girl came to him for counseling and said, I have pain on my side. It's not everybody you have to lay hand on for them to get healing. Some of them you have to lay a whip on. Whip with cane, like they say in Africa, cane. And he said, all right, pray for you. So he prayed in the name of Jesus, Lord, heal her. That was on Wednesday Bible study. Friday, anointing service. She came back. The healing is not complete. Pastor, pray. But this time, she did not wear a dress. She wore a blouse and a skirt. And before he realized it, she pulled the place off. She pulled the place off. And she's one of those light-skinned. Not dark like me. Light-skinned. And when he pulled it up, the man in his eye said, yay. Soul tie. Begins with the eye gate. Eye gate. There are several gates into your body. We'll get to that momentarily. If you can close all those gates, you'll have victory. And so the lady said, Pastor, yeah, it's red. What happened? I don't know. Can you lay your hands on it? Point of contact. Now, there's nothing wrong in laying hands on people. But when you know this person has an agenda and you are in the spirit, you tell them, die with what is happening to you. All right, but he didn't do that. The moment he laid hand on him, that was the end. Trapped till his ministry was destroyed. He saw her. There are people who want you to see them. You realize that? People want you to see them. After every service, they must need counseling. After every service. And I say, I canceled you yesterday. I canceled you the day before yesterday. Sunday, you were the last one I canceled. Why must I cancel you again today? Lord, deliver me from this woman. They want you to come for counseling. And when they come for counseling, they wear a kind of dress that is low cut. And then they sit down like this. Foolish woman, sit down like this before you, a man of God. And they say, man of God, please pray for me. And the blouse is showing. What should be covered is not covered. And you yourself, you don't use your eyelids. You don't use your mobile neck. And I was, yes, yes, sister. What is the prayer for? We are going to bind and loose. In fact, the deliverance team will not handle this. I will handle it by myself. Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which went out. And when she came, the son of Hamor, the half prince of the city, saw her. Be careful what you see, because what you see can destroy you. That was how David formed a soul tie with Bathsheba. He saw something. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not saying everybody who comes to you not dressed right has a bad agenda. Some of them have not just been taught how to dress. Or they don't have any bad intentions in their heart. I was in a Bible study one time, about eight people. My Bible study leader was a very wise man. There was a lady who had a shame. She unbuttoned it to this place. And then the pastor said, well, all eyes closed, all heads bowed. And when they all did that, he said, I wanted to pray quietly before I pray. I went to her. If your mother didn't teach you, I will teach you. Some people just don't know. That's the truth. Some people just, they don't even mean, you know, some of you don't believe that. They don't mean harm, but that's, they just don't know. So you got to teach them. But see, some people will dress in a way and say, I don't know, I just found this dress and bought it. But some say, well, if you have problem, you know, undress. If you have problem with the undress, you are the one that has problem. You have problem. Don't be a stumbling block. You see, if you make one of these to fall, it would have been better if a millstone were tied to your neck and you were thrown in the Atlantic Ocean. That's how God takes. You know how serious God takes covering your nakedness? Do you know that back in those days, in the temple, women were not allowed to go up the steps? Because if they went up the steps, the men downstairs will see their nakedness. That's how serious God takes holiness and purity in God's house. But this is how soul ties are formed between the opposite sex. So this week, be careful how you look. Be careful what you look. You cannot restrain them from showing, but they can make you look if you don't want to look. Can I hear an amen to that? And when he looked, he couldn't stop looking. So he took her. Did you see that? He took her and lay with her and defiled her. They committed immorality together. Look at verse 3. And when they committed immorality, what does verse 3 say? Let's read the first part together. Let's go. And his soul did what? Aha. Do you know everyone you've ever had an intimate relationship with, there's a soul tie between you and them? For most of you who are born again and who have totally surrendered your life to Jesus, the soul tie is broken. But if it's not, it's still there. That's why sometimes, how could I say this without offending little ears? That's why sometimes you get married, you have an intimate relationship with your husband, but you're thinking of your boyfriend, because the soul tie is not broken between you and that person. Everyone you ever sleep with, they say soul tie. The soul clave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel and spake kindly unto the damsel. The rest of the story is awful. I don't have time to get to it. He ended up being killed. So how do soul ties get formed? Sexual immorality with the opposite sex. You know what? It's even worse when you go to a prostitute. Go to a prostitute. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? You remember that? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? Paul said, God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be. How many flesh? One flesh. Then you read the story of the man called Amnon. You remember him? Amnon. And who? Tamar. Some of you don't know that. All right, let's read it. 2 Corinthians 13. Oh, time is gone. Jesus. Can you let me go a little bit over time this morning? 2 Samuel 13, 11 to 15, because I'm just getting into this. 2 Samuel 13, 11 through 15. And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister. You know, this thing can happen in a family, brothers and sisters. And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. You see that, honey? Do you know when you go sleep with somebody you're not supposed to sleep with? You are a fool. You're a fool. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, and he will not withhold me from thee. Howbeit, he will not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than her, forced her and lay with her. Now look at what happened immediately after that. A soul tie was formed between a brother and a sister. Same thing. And look at the result of it in verse 15. Amnon hated her exceedingly. Huh? So that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. It wasn't love, it was lust. And Amnon said unto her, arise and be gone. Haven't you heard stories like that? In fact, it gets so bad that after they defile them, they kill them. Why do you think people kill people after they defile them? Let me tell you something. All the time in rape cases, divorce cases, one night stand cases, hatred always follows. And the fact that hatred exists is an indication that the soul tie formed by the relationship has not been broken. Because now there is an attachment. And the attachment now has resulted not in love, but in what? In hatred. Listen to me, folks. Whether you're a man or a woman, after you have given your body to a person, don't you find out that sometimes you find yourself involved with that person time and time again? Someone came into my office and said, Pastor, I fell. I committed sin with such and such a person, and my wife knew about it, and this and that and that. And in the presence of his wife, I told him, I said, you'll do it again. I said, you will do it again. And he was taken aback because he was boasting that it can never happen again now that it has come into. I said, you will do it again with the same person. You will. Why? His old tie has been formed. And then he humbled himself and he said, now I know what to guard against. Because have you divorced a spouse and found that this person can trigger an emotional reaction in you? Why does somebody that you've divorced and the courts have said, you go your way, and then when you remind that person, you get angry? There are people I've met that I will never talk about their ex-husband or ex-wife in their presence. Because something just rises up within them when they hear the name. Someone even told me, don't mention so-and-so's name in my presence again. Why? It's an emotional attachment, a soul tie. And that's why 60% of second marriages don't work. Because the soul tie from the first one is not broken yet. Whether for good or for bad, it's still there. Maybe you've even had what they call multiple lovers. And you feel like somehow each one of them is still tied to you. The reason is because once you have a relationship with somebody, it's there. Or it could even be worse than that. You find yourself in a deja vu relationship. What do I mean by a deja vu relationship? The person is not there. It's not the one that you are meeting. It's not, you found a new person. The new person is now your love. But even though the name has changed and the face has changed.
Well, praise the Lord. We thank God for the broadcast of today. I wish we had more time, but we ran out of time already. And we've got to stop here, but thank God there's another Saturday around the corner where we'll be able to finish this message. But the good news also is that you can get this whole message in one tape. If you can just call our church, we'll let you know how you get this. The announcer will give you the whole details about how to reach us in the announcement momentarily. Before we go off the air, let's look up to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the broadcast of today. And I pray that those that have heard us, the word will mix with faith in their hearts and do something fresh, something new, something wonderful in their lives. We thank you for the answer right now. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to Fresh Word, the radio ministry of Fresh Anointing International Church. Our church is located at 182-69 Wexford Terrace in Queens, New York. Our services are as follows. Every Sunday, Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m. and worship service is at 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 7 p.m. and Friday anointing service is at 7 p.m. Every last weekend of the month, we hold a deliverance revival at 7 p.m. You are invited to join us in any of these services. We can be reached by telephone at 718-298-6034. That's 718-298-6034. Or by email at info@freshanointing.org. That's info@freshanointing.org. You can also learn more about our ministry by visiting us online at www.freshanointing.org. That's www.freshanointing.org. Till next week when we bring you another edition of Fresh Word, may God richly bless you.